In this module, we're going to talk about maintainability and availability, but those are really just extensions to what we do in creating a reliable system. Now, some people, for example, me with my car, have made an investment to have that vehicle available for transporting to the store, to the airport, or to wherever. But it doesn't operate full-time, yet it is ready to go. In most cases, it's ready to go, which we would commonly call availability. Now, there's an ongoing set of maintenance actions, from changing the oil to rotating the tires and a variety of other activities that keep the car ready for operation. And we tend to call that the maintenance or the maintenance care of the car. And we're going to talk about these different elements in this module and a little bit more about the specifics or the nuances when you have a repairable system. Now, just because something, well, let me back up. Some years ago, I got to work with a team that was making a design of a product, and it was a complex product. And they had previously worked on products that had very high reliability, and they were not repairable by the operator of the equipment. And so they had a long history of making products that were very robust and very resilient to the day-to-day stresses they were seeing. Well, they were tasked with creating a very complex system that would require regular maintenance, something on the order of complexity of a vehicle. And so they used many of their design guidelines and their train of thought of making it as reliable as they could. And they found that the system would regularly break down or require adjustments or repairs. And by simply shifting their mindset to finding the places that were going to have to be repaired or replaced and making them easy to accomplish, they were able to, in the design element of their process, create a product that was very available, which was a mix of that it was a long-lasting, durable product, and when it needed repair or when it needed maintenance, it was very easy and quick to accomplish that. And it's kind of the overall objective for most of our repairable systems, is that we want to know exactly what to repair and when. Now, to some extent, this is part of, and to some degree, a separate field called maintenance engineering. But it includes elements of the design process of having access, for example. I used the example in previous lessons about changing the oil in my car and not really having clearance for my hand to spin the oil filter and getting it busted up on the surrounding components. Now, a maintenance engineer would take a look at those kinds of aspects of how you accomplish maintenance, what kind of tooling is needed, and what kind of training is needed for that to accomplish. But once the product is in service, then it's streamlining those processes and the entire logistics train so that you had the right part and the right person at the right place in order to restore the equipment to operating conditions. So maintenance engineering incorporates much of what we would call reliability engineering, but it's looking at a piece of complex equipment and maintaining it and the supporting logistics to operate that equipment over time. Now, there's lots of different approaches to maintenance. There's the traditional approach of wait till it breaks and then either fix it or replace it. But then there's also much more cost-effective methods of preventative maintenance or prognostic health management and total productive maintenance. I think that's what the P in TPM stands for. There's also reliability-centered maintenance, and there's different flavors of each of those. And we'll talk about a few of those in the lessons in this module. As just another reminder, as we do in each of the modules, is if you have questions or you notice something that is not quite clear or is confusing, please let me know, and I'll try to clear it up as quick as I can for you. And if there's just questions in general about applying these tools and techniques to your own work, again, I'm very open to helping you as best I can to resolve any of those questions or problems. you may be facing. So basically, please do fire away and ask your questions. I really do enjoy hearing from you. In the next section, we'll take a quick look at some just basic management strategies and how we go about doing that.